message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
Pray that God will bless you in the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. The slogan that Emitoye taught us was change agent. Change agent. God bless you real good in Jesus' name. You know, as we go in the course of this conference, God is going to visit you in a way that you have never experienced before in the name of Jesus. I want to appreciate the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Almighty Father for this awesome opportunity that He has given to me to stand before the great people of God during this great conference. Thank you, Lord. And I want you to join your hands together as we celebrate our Father in the Lord, the senior pastor of this great commission. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Sir, we thank you so much for heeding the call of God. And I pray that God will bless you more and more in the name of Jesus. I also want to appreciate Mama for always supporting our Father. God bless you, Ma. Hallelujah. And to all the pastors, I say God bless you all in the name of Jesus. Tonight, I'll be running, if possible, with the speed of light. Because what I have before me is far beyond the time. But I'm trusting the Holy Spirit to give me grace to be able to minister appropriately as He wants to minister to you and I this evening. We are starting and kicking off this first session of this program with the topic Essential for Change Agents. Essential for Change Agents. Can you turn your Bible with me to the book of Matthew chapter 5 from verse 13. The book of Matthew chapter 5. And we are going to read from verse 13. Matthew chapter 5. Verse 13. The Bible says, ye are the salt of the earth. But if the salt have lost its savour, wherewith shall it be salted? I will stop there for now. And I pray that the media will help me as much as possible to gain speed tonight. I want you to know that you are not just an ordinary Christian. You are not just an ordinary person. You are a person of value. You are a person of great value. You are a person of influence. You're a person of value. You're a change agent. And the kind of change we are talking about, we are not talking about the kind of change that some political parties promised Nigeria some couple of years ago. And we haven't seen any change. Or we have saw some changes, but not the kind of change that we want. We have saw Gari moving from 100 Naira to 300 Naira and coming, going and... We have seen rice jumping from 9,000 to 20,000 per bag. Hallelujah. That is not the kind of change that we are talking about. We have seen our naira moving from one level to another level, not in value, but in decrease of value. God has created you and I to be a change agent. As a believer, you are the salt of the world. You are a person of value. You are the light of the world. You are the salt of the world. You are the change factor of the world. You may think you are just an ordinary lady or an ordinary guy, but no, you are not. You are not ordinary. The book of Psalm 8, from verse 4 to 6, the Bible says in Psalm 6, what is man? What is man that you are mindful of him? What is man that you are mindful of him? What is the son of man that thou visited him? Verse 5. Hallelujah. For thou hast made him a little lower than the angels and hast crowned him with glory and honor. God has crowned you with glory and honor. And thou hast made him to have dominion over the works of thy hands. That is everything that God created. God has given you and I dominion and has put everything under his feet. So you are not just an ordinary person. Hallelujah. Do you know that you are not just a figure sitting around? You are small God, small G God. The Bible called you God. Psalm 82, Verse 6, he says, ye are gods. Ye are gods. Psalm 82, verse 6. And I have said, ye are gods, and all of you are children of the Most High. So if you are a child of the Most High, you carry the power of the Most High to bring about a change. The Bible said at the beginning, the earth was without form. And God saw that there was no form, and God created a change. And God brought about a turnaround, and earth became a place that was good. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. That means individually we are to make a difference. Collectively we are to make a difference. Turn to your neighbor, say you are a change factor. You are a change agent. Praise the Lord. Salt and light makes a whole lot of difference in whatever you apply them to. For example, if PSDN or IBDEC decide to take light and you put on the light of your phone, I can tell you what comes from that small phone will save you, can save you from death. Maybe there's a snake passing and you are able to see that this is a snake. So you are the light, you make a change. You are the one that God has created to make a difference. You have been set aside by God for a purpose. You are not just there for nothing. I'll be taking us through a whole lot tonight, and I'm trusting God. I don't know how I'm going to do this for speed. Who is a change agent? Number one. Who is a change agent? For us to understand who a change agent is, we need to understand two words, change and agent. And when we're talking about the agent here, we are not talking about agent 007. We are not talking about James Bond. Agent 47, Agent 13, we are not talking about that. We are talking about an agent that is set to make a difference, because you are the agent of God for the cause of God on earth. Hallelujah. So what is a change? A change is a departure from old practice. A change is a departure from the old practice. A change is to make, or become different. A change is to make or to become different. Number three, a change is the act or process of making something or someone to become new, different from the past. Number four, I said I'll be running. To give a new life, a new direction, a new course, to modify something, someone, or a process into something that is better. To give a new life, a new direction, a new course, to modify something or a process or someone for something better. What is a change? A change means to replace with another form or to transform. Change the path of the vehicle so that the vehicle can perform better. That is a change. Now, what is an agent or who is an agent? What is an agent or who is an agent? An agent is someone who acts or exerts power as directed by the one who sent. An agent is someone who acts on behalf of someone, who exerts power on behalf of someone as directed by the one that sent him or her. And ye are the light of the world. You are Christ's ambassador, so you are the agent of Christ on earth. Number two, someone or something that produces or is capable of producing an effect, an active force, an efficient cause as directed by the sender. I take that again. Someone or something that produces or is capable of producing an effect, an active force, an efficient cause as directed. So if you put these two together, then you will be able to understand what a change agent means. That is someone that has been sent by God to make a difference. Someone that has been sent by God to produce an active effect, an efficient cause. Somebody that has been sent by God to bring newness of life. Somebody that has been sent by God to bring new direction. Somebody that has been sent by God to bring transformation. And that is who you are. Say, that is who I am. Now, what are these essentials? What are the things, having understood what a change agent is, I just quickly paraphrase it, it's deeper than that, but I'm just cutting it short. What are the essentials that I needed, that is needed for you to exercise this change? There are five major ones I'm trusting God to give me grace to be able to complete tonight. Number one is self-discipline. Self-discipline. Every one of us, to some extent, does not like discipline. Every man, every woman, to some extent, does not like discipline. And I can describe discipline as a set of trainings and conditions to produce obedience and self-control. A set of training and condition to produce obedience and self-control. Sets of training to produce obedience and self-control. Discipline is not what any one of us likes, like I said earlier. But the Bible is clear about what discipline is. Proverbs chapter 10, verse 17. Proverbs chapter 10, verse 17. He is in the way of life that keepeth instruction. But he that refuseth reproof, heareth. That is, he that walketh in discipline is in the way of life. But he that doeth that do away with discipline will walk in error. Praise the Lord. Proverbs 12 verse 1 says, whosoever loveth instruction loves knowledge. But he who hates correction is stupid. New King James Version. Proverbs 12:1. You're surprised that the Bible uses the word stupid. Brutish. And you know, a lot of time people think that discipline is punishment. Discipline is not punishment. Punishment is different from discipline. And discipline is not hardship, but training for self-control. You cannot change or make impact in life if discipline is less or is not available in your life. I take that again. You cannot make a change or make any impact in life if your discipline level is low or you don't have discipline at all. Those who lack discipline lack the power for self-discovery. It takes discipline for you to discover who you are. And until you discover who you are, you cannot make a change in your life or in the life of another. You cannot be a change agent. You have to know your purpose. Every agent knows the purpose to which they are being sent. Every agent. The first thing that is given to an agent is instruction of purpose. And it takes discipline for you to discover it. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You can never discover who you are if you are not disciplined. An undisciplined person is a risk. An undisciplined person is a risk. If you are an army and you have one undisciplined individual, that individual can jeopardize your entire operation. It's lack of discipline that makes somebody to come back from school or come back from work and just throw his or her clothes and shoes everywhere. It's lack of discipline that makes you to eat your food and forget to wash your plate and you leave it there and cockroaches and all that crawl on it. And when they finish crawling until you pick it, you wash it. You didn't wash it where you eat, then you get sick. And you start saying one wizard is chasing you. There's no witch or wizard anywhere. It's lack of discipline. It's lack of discipline that makes a student to know that I'm writing test tomorrow. Yes, he's spending 2 hours on Facebook. It's lack of discipline. And he said, that lecturer is wicked. Can I tell you this? The lecturer is not wicked. The lecturer is doing his or her job. It's lack of discipline. And you cannot make a change if you have not disciplined yourself to the point of knowing who you are and your purpose. So as a change agent, discipline is very important. Praise the Lord. Discipline is the key to power. And when you want to have control, you have to have discipline. Lack of discipline is what makes a man to plan and not implement the plan. It's lack of discipline. And I pray that God will give us the grace to walk in discipline in the name of Jesus. Number two is focus. Quickly, what is focus? Focus is not the focus biscuit or the focus snack that we eat. How many of us know that snack called focus? Aha, some of us love it. You love it. Can I see your head? I love it also. Okay. Aha. You know, sometimes when I get back home, I ask my wife, is there any focus? She'll say there's no focus. I will not be happy. But if there's focus, I'll use that to step down small before the main course comes. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So she always keeps my focus for me. Praise the Lord. That is not the kind of focus we are talking about. We are talking about the center of interest or center of activity. Number two, the state or quality of having or producing clear vision. Unwavering vision towards a goal. Clear vision, unwavering vision towards a goal. Number three, focus is to pay utmost attention to something or someone until you achieve your target. And can I tell you this? A lot of us lack focus. If your eyes be single, the whole body will be full of light. But if your eyes be toin here, that, there, you will see nothing. You will see nothing. Can you focus? Try to focus on this mic and at the same time focus on this camera. Can you look at me? Focus on this mic, then you can focus on this camera. Can we see anybody that can do that? It's not possible. The moment you try to do it and you are able to achieve it, you will achieve nothing. You neither see the camera nor you will see the mic. And that is what happens to unfocused people. I want you to know that the most powerful force to create and to build in life is focus. If you want to be a creator, if you want to be a builder, you must be a man, a woman of focus. Praise the Lord. Your vision must not be divergent. Your vision must be single. Your vision must be direct. Your vision must be towards your goal. If you want to be a change agent, you must be a man that has the power to focus. The power that determines how you see yourself, it depends on what you are focusing on. What you are focusing on will determine where you will end, according to my pastor. Hallelujah. And that's our papa. It is the most important and the most powerful force that you can learn to control. Focus is the most important. I want you to take that down. If you are here, you are not with your pen, I'm telling you, you are not doing yourself much good. It's a conference. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. My time is up already. So when you lose focus, you lose direction. You lose control. When you lose focus, you lose speed. When you lose focus, you lose power. When you lose focus, you lose drive. When you lose focus, you lose strength. When you lose focus, you lose success. And you lose purpose. Papa will always say, focus on your assignment. And that has become my slogan. Focus on your assignment. Focus on your assignment. He that wants to be a change agent cannot be focusing here and there. Focus. Any and work in war. I don't know how to translate it in English. He that we are looking at does not look here and there. Hallelujah. You can only sell your own goods in the market. You can't be selling the goods for everybody in the market. Praise the Lord. If you want to sell your own goods, say, I'm selling for me. I'm selling for Pastor Ebenezer. I'm selling for Kenny. I'm selling for Pastor Ademola. I'm selling for this person. I'm selling for that person. You kill yourself. You will sell nothing and gain nothing. So focus on your primary assignment. Your assignment as a student is your study. Focus on it. You're a business person. Focus on it. You're a career person. Focus on it. You're a man. Focus on your marriage. Stop looking at another person's marriage. Focus. Lack of focus creates so much problem. Do you know why Reuben missed it? Lack of focus and discipline. The Bible said in Genesis chapter 49, the father said, the strength, the beginning of my strength, did this, did that, it was ailing him. After healing, he said, with all these attributes, you will not excel because you are unstable. He was unstable. He was not a man that has focus. And he lost the dignity, the honor, the power that comes with the firstborn right. He lost everything. May you not lose your right in the name of Jesus. Don't be distracted. Don't be distracted. Focus on your assignment, and that will attract you to honor. Praise the Lord. When you're unstable, you cannot excel. An unstable man is a man that can never excel. Number three, my time is up already, so I'll quickly take this. Diligence, 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 diligence. Diligence is the key to success. Diligence means to be steady, earnest, right application of strength and effort. And the opposite of diligence is a lazy person. Diligence is more than being a hard worker. You can be hardworking and not diligent. The Proverbs chapter 13 verse 4 says, the soul of the lazy man desires and has nothing. Proverbs 13:4. And in Proverbs 12:24, the Bible said, the hand of the diligent will do what? Will bear rule. If you want to rule, if you want to be a man, a woman of difference, you have to be a man that is diligent. There is something about diligence, and that is excellence. Diligence backs excellence. Diligence backs excellence. Diligence makes you to stand out in every area of life. Diligence is not determined by your IQ, your social status, or your financial status. It's not about what you have. There are people that have high IQ, yet they are very lazy. They are not diligent. It is not a function of your background, but of your mindset. Your background may influence your mindset, but it cannot set your mind. It can't set your mind. May influence it, but it can't set it. You set your mind as you want your mind to be set. And that is why the Bible said, be ye transformed by the renewal of your mind. It is the renewal of your mind that set your mind on the things of God. Say, let your mind be on these things. Brethren, diligence is not what many of us think it is. Being active here and there, jumping here and there, does not make you diligent. Steady, earnest, right application of knowledge is what makes you diligent. Right application of strength, right application of effort, that's what makes you diligent. And diligence pays off for life, while laziness pays off for now. Praise the Lord. Number four, quickly, integrity. Integrity is the ultimate virtue. That's the ultimate virtue. Integrity is the ultimate virtue. Integrity is the state of being whole, undivided, uncorruptible. You know, most often, integrity can never be redeemed once lost. Once you lose your integrity, it's difficult to redeem. When you lose your integrity, you lose your character. And when you lose your character, you have lost destiny. I'm telling you. And in our world today, there's bankruptcy of integrity. There's bankruptcy of integrity today. The Bible says in Psalm 78, verse 72, says something about David. Psalm 78, verse 72. And David shepherd Deb according to the integrity of his heart, and he guided them by the skillfulness of his hand. Shepherded was a man of great integrity. And in 1 Kings verse 9, verse 4 to 5, 1 Kings chapter 9, verse 4 to 5, the Bible talked about David again. Said he was talking to Solomon, if thou will walk before me as David thy father walked, in the integrity of heart and in uprightness, to do according to all that I have commanded thee, and will keep my status and my judgment, what follows? Blessing. Then I will establish the throne of thy kingdom upon Israel forever. Brethren, what establishes a man is integrity, not skills, not degree, not connection. Integrity will open the door that skills cannot open sometimes. So it may not be fit 100% for this job, but it's a man that I can trust. He's a woman of integrity. He's a lady of integrity. And that takes you to the place of being a change agent. Brethren, don't get corrupt with the corrupt world. You can be a difference. You are the salt. The salt cannot say, because I'm on earth, I'm going to behave like sand. The salt may sometimes look like sand, but it is not sand. S-A-N-D. I may not pronounce it well for those that know how to pronounce. I may be sounding like S-O-U-N-D, but you know the sand I'm talking about. Yeah, it may not be. They may look alike, but they are not the same thing. They are not the same thing. Ye are the salt of the world. A person of integrity seek after God. A person of integrity is an agent of change. You cannot be an agent of change without integrity. Your integrity bats your greatness with God and with man. A person of integrity seek after God. It was integrity that set Joseph apart. It was integrity that took Joseph from being a houseboy to become the prime minister. Joseph would have died as a houseboy if he has not been a man of integrity. Time will not permit me. You can go home and read the book of Genesis chapter 39 from verse 1. At a point, Potiphar knoweth not how much comes in. He doesn't know his income. He doesn't know how many cars, how many goods, whatever he has. Joseph could embezzle everything and become rich and still be servicing the madam. But the man refused. He said, "How this man trusted me and I cannot betray him. Even if I will betray him, I will not betray my God." Seeking after God first. That's what grants you integrity. Can I tell you this? Integrity is what separates you from others. What others are doing, I will not do it. Because I'm a man, I'm a woman of integrity. That is a change. And that change is starting with you in the name of Jesus. I said that change is starting with you in the name of Jesus. Lastly, I'll just do it in 2 minutes. My time is right on point. 2 minutes more for my time to go. So I'll do this in 2 minutes. Determination, that's number five. The only power that cannot be controlled absolutely is the power of determination. That's the only power that cannot be controlled 100% absolutely. The only power that cannot be controlled and ruled 100% is the power of what? Of determination. I'm telling you, determination. When a man is determined, he can do anything. The Bible said in the book of Genesis chapter 11 from verse 1, it said the whole earth had one language and one speech. And it came to pass as they journeyed from the east that they found a plain in the land of Shinar. And they dwelt there and they said one to another, "Come, let us make brick and then troll it and break." Now let's go to verse 5. And they said, "Come, let us build ourselves a city and a tower whose top is in heaven." And let's go to verse 6. The Bible said, "And God said, indeed the people are one language and they have all and they have one language. And this is what they are beginning to do. Now nothing that they are proposed to do will be withheld from them." Determination. God acknowledged that these people want to build a tower from earth to heaven. The closest heaven to us is how many thousand miles? Science students? About 68,000. No, they don't have crane. They don't have bulldozer. They don't have cement. Neither do they have iron. Neither do they have any of these things. As at that time, there's no remote control. There is nothing. Yet, God said, this thing that these people have determined to do, they will do it. How would they build a skyscraper that will touch heaven? Even if it's just ordinary 33,000 feet where the plane cruises, you won't see anything on the earth. Yet, God said they will do it. The only power that cannot be controlled absolutely is the power of determination. And I can tell you this, when you are a determined man, you can achieve a lot. It is your determination that takes you through the storm. It is your determination that breaks down stumbling block. It is your determination that makes you to become a change agent. Brethren, Don't think of yourself as little. You have great power. Determination is the heart of definite decision, firm, fixed intention to achieve a desired end. As you determine to achieve a desired end today, that determination will take you to the place of glory in the name of Jesus. Your determination is what gives you the power to resist every opposition. Your determination is what fights for you. Your determination is what makes you to become who you are. And I'll close with this. I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. You can achieve the change that God has destined you to achieve in your home, in your family, in your lineage, in the nation. You can achieve that change. And that change starts with you today in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I want us to know tonight, change is possible when you are connected to the power and the source of the change. And that is the only through God. If you are here tonight, you want to give your life to Christ quickly, I want you to know that you can achieve this change only by surrendering your life to Christ. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. All heads bowed, all eyes closed. God wants to save someone tonight. God is here to save someone tonight. And I pray that God will touch your heart tonight in the name of Jesus. God will visit you with a power for change in the name of Jesus. All heads bowed, all eyes closed. You are here. You want to make a change in your life. You want a change to start with you tonight. You want to give your life to Christ. You can do that by signifying, by waving your hand to Jesus. If you are watching us online and you want to take this same decision, you are taking the same decision, you can let us know by sending us a mail via the email being displayed on the screen, or better still, send us an SMS or WhatsApp on the line that is being displayed on the screen. You are here. You want to give your life to Christ. Can you just do that by waving your hand to Jesus? You want to give your life to Christ. You want a change to start with you tonight. You want a change to start with you tonight. You want a change to start with you tonight. God bless you. Can we all rise up on our feet as we begin to pray? I say, Father, give me the grace to be a man of change. Let every essential of change be found in me. Grace to find, to walk in discipline. Grace to walk in determination. Grace to be a focused person. Father, grant unto me grace to be a man, a woman of integrity. Father, give unto me. Help me, Lord Jesus. Help me, Lord Jesus. Help me, Lord Jesus. Father, Lord, I pray for that grace. I pray for that grace in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayer.
Wow! I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. I appreciate you.